Yes, good morning. Good morning, dear listeners. Welcome to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And it's the right time to thank Matthias Sangala for giving us this opportunity, giving us this mic. And yeah, as it has always been the case, this is Early Morning Scoop. It's your morning economic conversation program. And we are here from the hour of 6 until the hour of 8. And you know, it's a very beautiful morning. It's a very beautiful Wednesday morning. And wherever you are finding yourself, you know, some of you are on your way to work. Some of you are at the gym already, you started. And you know, you find those you know, the night owls, those who sleep late, they are still in their blankets. And you find some of them, you know, some of our people, they are going back home, coming from work. But wherever you are finding yourself, whether you are driving to work, whether you are in a bus, whether you are at home, so it's very important. It's very important to make sure that, you know, you need to understand that you cannot do it alone. You cannot do it alone. That's why we always need each other, either at home or at the professional level, at the business level. That's why there is always a value in collaboration. There's a value in assistance, even technological devices such as, you know, phones that they need to hotspot each other for them to find, you know, for them to do their, you know, their work or reach the objective of, you know, giving service. And yeah, just to video that. But, you know, for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, this is where we have economic discussions. We discuss about issues which are affecting domestic affairs from policy level. We look at financial institutions. We look at economic dialogues based on natural resources, based on investment, issues of trade. And we look at various areas, particularly issues which affect bread and butter. We look at the values of statistics. Are the statistics on our side, or are the statistics against our side? And we also interview, you know, or get into conversations with guests from different areas, particularly in critical areas which has to do with development from government level, private sector, NGO level, and to an ordinary citizen, because we look at what are some of the ways and mechanisms that we can bring about that, you know, can be able to allow Namibia to move to the next level, that can also allow Namibians also to, you know, to become active participants in terms of the, the economy. To become active participants in terms of, you know, business, in terms of, investment. And we also look at, international affairs, things that, happening around the globe, which affect the way we do things, and lessons that we can learn from, politics, governance, economics, and indeed, trade relations. And, we are indicating to you to say, as long as Namibia is where it is, as long as Namibia is where it is now, either we talk about economic stability, either you talk about financial stability, either you talk about, you know, issues of, you know, social affairs, particularly which are affecting, you know, human development aspect. We talk about institutions, institutional arrangement, functionality of the institutions. We are saying, we are not at a very good stage. However, we are also not at the worst stage. We need just to upgrade ourselves, and we need to make sure that, you know, this conversation that we bring about on this platform, they are, you know, they will lead to different ways of thinking and different ways of approaching things, and how we can find ways on how to, you know, develop our country, and also upgrade our people. And what is also very interesting is that, you know, after every conversation that we bring about, after every conversation that we bring about, we always open the line. We always open the line to make sure that our listeners, they give their contribution, they give their takes about what conversation is brought about, and what need to be done. And we are always indicating to you to say, in terms of business, in terms of economic related conversation, there is no one way of solving all the issues. That is why we need your view. That is why we need your opinion. And we are always indicating that it could be that you are a person who have more experience about the topic that we are discussing about. It could be that you are a policy maker. It could be that you are a thinker, you are an intellectual. It could be that you are maybe somebody who did more research about the topic that we are discussing about. It could be that you are even the author, either of academic articles or either of books related to the topic that we are bringing about. So we are always making sure that we encourage conversations, we encourage engagement from, engagement with citizens, engagement with our listeners. That's why we are always making sure that we open the line and we allow you to exercise your democratic right of freedom of expression and giving your opinion. And yeah, before we go to the conversation that we have for today, it's always very, very crucial. To make sure that you follow us, follow Eagle FM Namibia in all our social media platform. Follow Eagle FM Namibia on Facebook. Follow us on X. Follow us on Instagram, and follow us on LinkedIn. Because when you follow us, you make your life more easier, particularly when it's coming to acquisition of information, when it's coming to acquisition of economic and developmental information, when it's coming to affairs of business, when it's coming to affairs of statistics. Follow our page, like our page, and when you do that, those who are following you will also not be left out. But we have an opportunity to make sure that they get access to information, because information is power. And without information, you will not be able to know where the world is going. Without economic statistic and without economic insight, you will not be able to know where the world is going. You will also not be able to know where to invest, how is the economy, which business to do, because you end up doing what is, is already out of fashion, or a risky business, or something that is going to, affect either you pocket-wise, or, you are just not, informed. So that's why we are indicating to you that when you like our page, share our page, you make it easier for you and also for those who are following you. And the other thing is also that we have an e-paper, that is the Villager newspaper. That is an e-paper which is coming out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And you can only you can only have access to our e-paper, our economic paper, by sending your name to 081-241-44. Save that number as your WhatsApp, and you will be sent that e-paper every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And we are always encouraging, especially, student of economics, student of statistics, student of development, student of politics, student of governance and international law, international trade, to make sure that when you are doing your research, it's always very important to make sure that you have what is feeding you with news, what is feeding you with current news, what is feeding you with current, report analysis, because you find yourself, some of the students, you are at university, but what you are referencing very, very old sources, and different development have already happened, particularly in the sector of development and economics, where you need to be up to date about data. So when you read the Villager newspaper, you get insight about what is happening around the country, what's happening around the world, how are the food and how are the food security, how is the food security sector working like? And when you do that, it's easier for you to get, because when you have insight, it's easier for you to get access to sources and also have up-to-date economic, data and have up-to-date research, because one of the center of development is R&D, research and development. And when you are good at getting right up-to-date sources, it's easier for you to not only complete your degree, not only complete your master's or your academic, research, but coming up with something of value that can also assist institutions, government, and people at large to make those decisions. And yeah, apart from the Villager newspaper, we are always indicating to you that, there are always our listeners who are asking to say why the frequency is up and down, particularly in some areas. We are indicating to you that there is a better and smart way of accessing our service and also listening to the program which are on air. At Eagle FM Namibia, just by making sure that you download Eagle FM app. Download Eagle FM app, go to your Play Store, go to your App Store, then you download, Eagle FM app. When you download Eagle FM app, you make it very easy. You make it very easy for you. When you put it in your phone, just when you open it like that, you make it very easy. You make it very, very easy for you to listen to the program which are on air, just when you open it. And what is very interesting is that in a situation that you miss, previous programs or conversation, you can also go to our podcast. When you go to our podcast, then you can listen to the previous programs, with your time and at your own pace. Listen to a previous program with your time and indeed at your own pace. And yeah, the other thing is also that, we have Imba app. Imba app is an app that can allow you to access the digital version of a hymn book. This app will allow you to access the digital version of a hymn book because, if you are in a situation, if you're in a situation where you are required to sing from a hymn book, there are these things. So, there is just a wedding, for example. You are called to attend a wedding ceremony and giving respect to your friend, your family member, and also acknowledging the fact that people are celebrating love. You need to make sure that you are singing from a hymn book. But in a situation that you do not have it, find a smart way. And we are indicating to you that we have a solution for you. Just take your phone now. Take your phone. Go to Play Store. Go to App Store. Press in Imba app. Imba app. Download that. Install it into your phone. Then you have access to a digital version of a hymn book. What is very interesting about the digital version of a hymn book, what is very interesting about this is that, you do not just have it in one language, but in many local Namibian languages, such as, Oshiwambo, that is your Ehangano book, Ehangano. Then you have English, you have Ocherero. That is Omaimburiro, you have Africans, Sirozi, and many other local Namibian languages. So when you download your Imba app, you make it very easier because you don't need the hard copy anymore. You just need the digital version because the world has changed. And in the world of digitalization, in the world of, fast change in terms of digitalization, you need to work very smart. You need to work very smart and find an easier way on accessing, our hymn book or through Imba app. And yeah, let us, it's always very crucial We are going to look at what we have on the table before we go to the conversation. But you know, we are starting with what is happening in SADC. It was indicated that Madagascar has assumed the chair of SADC Council of Ministers, in order to prioritize industrialization and also energy transition. And just for your information, SADC is an economic body, or SADC is economic development block. You know, has upcoming of 45th SADC summit of head of state and government that is scheduled to take place in on the 17th of August. That is scheduled to take place in the 17th of August. And before that, the structure and arrangement of SADC is that before any high level meeting, they always have prior meetings before that, such as the minister of senior officials, the minister of senior officials, to prepare the agenda, to clear the air, and also to deliberate on the agenda of what is need to be discussed, because you can't just come to a meeting and the agenda is already there. So country need to sit and also look at what are we discussing now, and what is needed, particularly when it's coming to SADC discussions and SADC affairs. But in that meeting, particularly the meeting of councils of ministers, that is currently ongoing in Antananarivo, in Madagascar. The foreign affairs minister of SADC, Dr. Rafa Vavitafika Rasata. Yeah, that is a name. Rafa Vavitafika Rasata assumed the role of, the chair of councils of ministers, which, handed over by the Minister of International Relations and Trade of Zimbabwe. And this is it's arrangement in terms of SADC regional arrangement, in terms of SADC diplomacy, and is paving the way to main discussions and who to assume the chair at the high level political leadership. Because in most cases chairperson of SADC, from a political perspective, and the chairperson of councils of foreign ministers or councils of foreign ministers is always in the same country, because we know now who the head of SADC at the political level, that is yours truly, Dr. Emmerson Mnangagwa of Zimbabwe. And I think we yet to see what will happen, particularly in the coming days, when head of states will meet, and what agenda on the table to be discussed. And interestingly, I think our president will also attend, particularly when it's coming to that aspect. You know, it's something which is very, very crucial, particularly when it's coming to national development, because do you know that you can also have influence in what have to be discussed in SADC, just as an ordinary citizen. You have influence at that level. Just find channels on what need to be done, because these are things that people do not speak about, because the stability of Namibia, the economic development of Namibia, depends on various factors, and one of them is regional development. And with regional development, SADC being the main
At ShopRite, we're celebrating 35 years of lower prices with unbeatable deals. Let's mark the occasion with savings on essentials like 2 kg Real Good Chicken, frozen mixed chicken portions for just $89.99. 2 kg King White Sugar, only $39.99. Valid until 17 August 2025. Don't miss out on these deals. ShopRite, lower prices you can trust, always. Stand to win your groceries for free at ShopRite. Buy any three participating products. Find the unique code on your till slip. WhatsApp it to us and see if you're a winner. Plus, there are instant daily prizes to be won. Only at ShopRite.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store.
Yes, that is what's happening in Sadc region, and you can have influence, you can discuss with foreign affairs ministers, you can table or you can give your opinion to parliamentarians, because there are always channels and ways of doing things. And we can have influence everywhere, particularly when it's coming to structure of governance, because people think when people are going to sit at SADC meetings, they are going to sit there just because they are ministers and they are president. They are going to sit there for you and me. They have to sit there for you and me. And then when things are not working, it's up to us to go and say, this is what you need to put in the agenda. So before we go to the conversation for today, there's an ongoing oil and gas conference. There's an ongoing oil and gas conference, which is happening in, Mercure Hotel. Congregation of, various experts from different countries, particularly in Africa and also internationally. People are discussing about oil and gas in Namibia. What are the opportunities which are there? And it's always very important for you to make sure that you are up to date about this information. Always make sure that, you are up to date about this information, either to follow online, either to follow us in our social media platform, as we are continue to update you on what is happening there. And a lot of things are happening. There's discussions about how can Namibian oil be utilized, particularly the discussion for this conference, which is surrounding local content. How can Namibians get involved in business of oil, not just as suppliers of food at an offshore, or maybe just to assist with logistic, but how can you get involved into real business? Because there's a lot of business people there. There's a lot of, government officials, private sectors happening in Namibia, from outside the country, particularly countries with critical minerals, country with oil. Nigerian experts are there, guys from Angola, Kenya. And also, I've seen also some of the, guys from the Middle East. And people are discussing about opportunities. They are discussing about what need to be done. But maybe just to, before we go to the main conversation of today, just to indicate to you that one of the conversation which really touched me is, is what was said, especially when it's coming to opportunities for young people, so what was said by the deputy country manager for Rhino Resource Namibia, what was said there is that, this discussion should not only discuss about how business should be done, but how can young people get really involvement. And he asked a very interesting question to say, are we going to see the same practice? What Mr. Ndakoro Hindua said is that, are we going to see the same tenderpreneur practice in the oil and in gas industry? Are we going to see real, advancement of... Are we going to see a real advancement of skills young people and also small and medium enterprises, because a lot of things which have been happening, you know, we look at issues of fishing sector, issues for mining. People are saying, no, we are involving local content, we are involving young people in SMEs, but people are just used as a facade, but only few that are benefiting. And one of the things that was also discussed is information dissemination. You know, when it's coming to information, we don't have real information. We don't have real insight about what will happen in oil and gas sector. That's why we need to attend this these conferences. We need to make sure that we are part of this conversation, whether you follow online and you see, learn from what other countries have gone through. And maybe, you know, what was also said, especially by one of the, he's a general manager from Nigeria, this Mr. Kikire, he indicated to say, Namibia has a very good chance of making this a positive outcome. And talking about local content, it does not mean that we should not include foreign companies, but we need to work one-on-one. And what he said, very interesting, is that we already have more than 100 years of experience in mining sector, which is indeed true. And these are the only skills that we can transfer to the oil and gas industry. The mistake that we did in negotiating mining deals should not be the same mistake that we're going to repeat. The mistake that we did in not understanding the content and operation of mining sector should not be the same mistake. That's why I said with 100 years of experience, I think Namibia is standing a good chance. And you see, when you see a lot of business people, like a business company like Shell and many others standing, it means that there's something in Namibia. It's only up to us to get this opportunity and also see what we can do about it. And yeah, I think it's very crucial to look at commercial break. Then we look at what do we have, particularly looking at our guest that we are going to get into the conversation with, Ms. Malala Matumwala. We are going to get into the conversation with, we are going to discuss about the importance of executive assistants, personal assistants, secretaries, receptionists, and those who are at the engine of the organization, those who the organization cannot function without them. But in most cases, they are not valued. And she's the organizer of National Days of Secretaries, and she's going to engage us, particularly when it's coming to how we can build confidence in the PAs, how we can develop them, how we can also develop that field of field of personal assistant, field of secretaries, field of executive assistants to a profession or to a body which is certifying them and giving them training. Because in most cases, we only see the brand and the pictures of successful organizations. David is the best CEO, is the best MD, and the company made a profit of 250 million and all those things. But you do not know that behind that person, there's always somebody who is indicating on the schedule to say, no, this is meeting you have to attend. These are the calls which came in. This is, what we have for the boardroom meeting. They even end up giving advice. This is how the presentation is being done. In fact, they are doing technically almost all the things, logistics, arrangements, to make sure that you are in good standing, because an executive position, we understand from watching those who have them, is not an easy thing. It's a very tough job. But you need those who are assisting, and also those who run that institution.
At ShopRite, we're celebrating 35 years of lower prices with unbeatable deals. Let's mark the occasion with savings on essentials like 2 kg Real Good Chicken, frozen mixed chicken portions for just 89 Namibian dollars 99. 2 kg King White Sugar, only $39.99. Valid until 17 August 2025. Don't miss out on these deals. ShopRite, lower prices you can trust, always. Stand to win your groceries for free at ShopRite. Buy any three participating products. Find the unique code on your till slip. WhatsApp it to us and see if you're a winner. Plus, there are instant daily prizes to be won. Only at ShopRite.
Namibians, ShopRite is turning 35. You've trusted us for quality products at low prices, and we thank you. It's now time to celebrate with big birthday specials on everything in store, such as 1 kilo bag Sunlight 5-in-1 hand wash powder, just 39.99 Namibian dollars. 400 ml Vaseline body lotion or cream, 49.99 Namibian dollars. Check your till slip for a possible win. ShopRite, 35 years of value you can trust always.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Yes, just before we go to the main conversation for today, you know, the Villager newspaper is out. So it's very important to make sure that you get access to the Villager newspaper. You look at trade, particularly between Namibia and China, where it stated that 80% of, 80% of Namibia export to China is in mining related. We export 80% of our mining products to China, especially uranium. And 98% of China export to Namibia are finished goods. With those information, it's up to you to digest them and also analyze them to say, what are we trading with other countries? And if you talk about 80% of what we export to China is mining, do we export them as raw materials or we export them as finished product? But when they send us, they don't even send us materials to fix toys, but they send us finished toys, send us finished product, clothes, and when you are exporting, Dagote stated that when you are exporting raw materials, you are exporting work, and you are just importing poverty. It's up to us to digest this conversation, content, and read more on the Villager newspaper, particularly the front page. And see how are you going to use this information, either in your research, or how are they going to affect the way you do business, also in Namibia, and also how are they going to affect the way you make policies as a policymaker, because it has been the case for the past 35 years, and we are still at the discussion level, and let's see what we can do, because it's still not too late to have a discussion. Can also look at issues of rice project, issues of rice projects, issues of, they are always members of, they are always, those who, particularly parliamentary oversight committees on issues of agriculture, natural resources, are complaining about, especially when Mr. Tobia Opindo is NPA, is indicating lack of progress, particularly in upgrading green schemes, and there is more on that. You can also read on Mthia Elambo Road construction, which create about 750 jobs. Go and read what kind of jobs are created, and we also need to digest this information to say, when you speak about jobs created, are they permanent jobs, are they temporary jobs, at what level, what impact do this thing have on the society within which those roads are constructed. And there is more. On Namibia AI readiness, you know, report. Go and read. Get time. And get time also to the National Youth Day celebration. There is more on that.
Stock up for August with real value at WB. Get a 2-liter Pepsi now for a sweet $14.99. 750ml WB cooking oil for only $26.99. 1 kg Sunlight hand wash powder for just $36.99. And 50 Hi Baby active diapers at only $124.99. See all our real value deals at www.vurmanbrock.com. We care.
Who are we, you ask? The National Road Safety Council is a statutory body established in 1996 with a legal mandate to promote and manage road safety across Namibia. We believe every accident is preventable and every life is precious. Our mission is to make our roads, vehicles and users safer based on effective road safety management. So, join our unwavering vision and commitment to zero deaths and serious injuries. Visit www.nisc.org.na to learn more. Do the right thing and save lives.
Yes, that's why we are indicating to you that read the very newspaper. There is also news on sport. African Starvis Chula Chula available for corporate Namibia. Go and read the village newspaper because you will not miss out. And you can also advertise with us. Talk to our marketing team. If you see bigger companies like Vurmanbrock, they see value in what we give to them, particularly when it's coming to coverage and also getting clients across the board. Make sure that you talk to our marketing team. Make sure that your business that you have started is known, and talk to our marketing team. And you can advertise with the Villager newspaper. And it will make your life more easier and your business more easier, because money invested in advertisement is money yet to come. And you can only do that by talking to our marketing team. And you can achieve greatness in, making sure that you reach a lot of clients within a short period of time. And it's coverage, digital world. It's not only in Namibia, anywhere around the world. When you have access to digital platform, that is very powerful too. So by doing that, make your life more easier. So after a very short commercial break, we are going to a conversation with Meme Marara Matomara, the organizer of Namibia National Secretary's Day, to speak about the value of unsung heroes, those who are in the engines of the organizations, engines of private sector, engines of public sector, even NGO, but a little bit of not valued, something not appreciated, and in some cases, very difficult for them to grow, due to the nature of the position, and also no clear professional body which is training these people, which is giving them capacity, and also which is certifying them to be even upgraded when it's coming to the positions and level that they have. So let's go to a very short commercial break, then we can get into the conversation with Miss Marara Matomora, as an organizer of Namibia National Secretary's Day. And stay tuned. We are here until the hour of 8. And you can also, after the conversation, you can also get into, and also call us at 083-288-401. 083-288-401. You can do that after the conversation. So stay tuned.
No matter where you are,
If you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are continuing with Early Morning Scoop. We are looking at issues of economic development, and we are also looking at issues which affect our bread and butter issues. However, it's always very important, particularly when we are speaking about administration, we are speaking about governance, and there are always those professions which are not that, are seen, although they are at the center of economic development. We just think about, successful CEOs, but we don't think about people who are in their offices. We don't talk about their secretaries. We don't talk about executive assistants, the person behind the successful CEO. And these are some of the people who have experience in the field and also understand organizations. However, in most cases, they go unnoticed, which, come to be, some end up demotivated thing, like they are not valued. However, in this regard, we are going to talk about the importance and the value of executive assistants, secretaries, and how they should be treated better, given confidence, and also how they should also be valued as a profession, because you cannot have an organization, you cannot have a successful president without a PA who understand how the schedules are being done. So join us in the studio this morning. I'm joined by Miss Malala Matomola, who is the organizer of National Secretary's Day. And she's going to engage us particularly on the values of secretaries and executive assistants. Miss Matomola, good morning and welcome to Early Morning Scoop. How are you doing?
Good morning, David, and good morning, dear listeners.
Yes, let us start with what are some of the roles? Because, a lot of people, they may look at a secretary, for example. Or before you go to that, let us look at the background. What motivated you to uplift these professions, and what motivated you to make sure that executive assistant and secretary should also be recognized and also celebrated? Maybe what is your background to that before you go to the main questions?
Well, I was a secretary before, or let me say I've worked in those roles or various roles as a secretary, as a receptionist, as an office administrator, personal assistant, management assistant. There are so many titles that you actually get in various industries or maybe organizations. Mm. And with that experience, I think gave me an idea to say, look, even if I'm a business owner today, there are people that I know that I've worked with that are still doing the same jobs, that are still maybe working as executive assistant. They have maybe grown from being a receptionist to an office manager, but they're still considered a secretary. Mm-hmm. So we probably got together to think maybe it's a good idea to actually bring those people together, mm-hmm. so they can also see and we can actually put value on what they do for organizations.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Because a lot of people, we only talk about successful men and women in corporate affairs and also in public sector. We are just saying, no, there is an executive director of successful ministry. But we don't really talk about secretaries and executive assistants. Why do you think is the case, and why do you think the profession or that position are a little bit undervalued, and what does it do to those who are doing those jobs?
Well, there are many facets to that, and it also depends on the organization.
Mm-hmm.
But the secretaries, administrators, and people that work to support the executives or corporate leaders are meant to work underground. As in, you know, you have to have that low key. Yes, you know, low key attitude, low key. You know, visibility, whatever it is, so mm-hmm. that you can act, you know, the person that needs to stand out is actually your boss.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think it only shows in the way your boss or your leader or your executive is managing his work is how it actually seems to be putting value on a position that he carries.
Mm-hmm.
So we have No, most of them actually are put in that position to actually work underground. You know, like the ends to build the whole hill.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're standing tall in that, in that organization, whether it's MTC or it's, the government, like Ministry of Information there or whatever, that person's PA or secretary or administrator is doing that job well. Admire that CEO, you should remember there is a secretary, there is an administrator that is actually supporting that person. Yes.
Yeah, now let us I don't want to talk about you, because people know the people that you have worked with, but they seem to be a tendency, particularly from not really to say seniors, but just within either corporate environment or public sector environment, there seem to be a tendency to say a person is just a secretary or a person is just executive assistant. You know, sometimes you can go to meetings and the person is saying, "It's my secretary," but even the way they are saying it's like, "This person, I came with him home or I came with her home, is just my secretary or just my PA." But that is a full profession. Or it's a full, you know, position or on its own. How can we, not to say to put them on top of, the organization, but to respect them as colleagues and also to work like one-on-one? That's why you find a person saying, "No, I'm not just a secretary." And we used to make jokes about this. "I'm not just a secretary, but I'm secretary to the CEO of what, because they think it's not that variable. How can we navigate that area?
It's very almost personalized to individual, if you may put it that way.
Yeah.
For example, even in one organization, you'll find that the personal assistant to the managing director or the chief executive officer is seen to be more valuable than the secretary that is helping a department of the IT. That same institution.
Yeah.
So I think, a lot of times, and this is the reason why something like this happens, where you celebrate all those people. And the media secretary's day really is to acknowledge, is to remember that there are these people that are doing all this work. As much as the other is higher, even in salaries, they can be much difference between them.
Mm-hmm.
But they do similar work. If a receptionist doesn't put a call through, okay, in the olden days, it's different now with all the social media and all the gadgets executives have.
Mm-hmm.
But you find in the past that if the receptionist doesn't put through a call to the secretary for the secretary to put to the CEO, that call would happen.
Mm-hmm.
So there is that a string of attachment within an organization where you depend on each other for communication, a person delivered at reception. Before, no one was allowed to go into departments and delivering in the departments. Everything would be put in at reception.
Mm-hmm.
And then receptionists would have to organize those letters or whatever that comes to go deliver them. Maybe it's a messenger or internal support system, or take it from reception to the maybe department, the departmental secretary, and the secretary will send it through the way it's going. Mm. So, you know, that pain of delegation or that support system exists even today, maybe differently, a little bit different today, mm-hmm. but it exists. But then at the same time, those people are doing a similar and a very valuable value system within an organization. So they need to be recognized. They need to be valued. They need to be treated with respect and dignity and recognition. So yeah. This is what we're trying to do here.
Yeah, it's actually, you know, when you look at some institutions and also when you look at also either it's public sector or private sector, it seems like, you know, some secretaries, they are even, you know, have more experience than even people that, you know, are seniors. You find that person have been in that organization for a very long time, or you work with a lot of corporate leaders, and they know a lot of secrets and also a lot of insight about the organization, and people don't talk about these things. And how can you improve? Because if you work with a CEO for 5 years, you understand how the boardroom is being done. You know how to arrange things. You know how business presentation are being done. And some of them, they even end up become advisors to their CEOs because they understand this. But people don't talk about this thing. You can be a CEO without a title. But how can we, you know, make sure that people don't just end up at that level, or they also a career path within being a secretary, being a PA, being executive assistant, so that one day you can also stand out, either start your own business or maybe also think about other ambitions to lead or to do something, because it's an experience that people don't talk about. Because if you stay, for example, with the managing director of a certain institution for 5 years, you actually getting more experience than somebody who is just at a department because you are at a strategic level.
Yes. That is very true, quite true indeed. You know, what happens is that most people and most secretaries, especially when you see that the person is at the level of an executive assistant, personal assistant, secretary to the CEO, board secretary or whatever not, it's because that person has gained, you know, between maybe 5, 7 to 10 years experience within that administrative role. So they efficient and proficient enough to handle an executive support system to the company. So now a lot of times such a person, maybe if they've spent 7 to 10 years within that, they are actually qualified in a certain area. It could be office administration, business administration. Some are lawyers. One of the speakers of our at our next event is actually a lawyer. She's working for the university, Namibia University of Science and Technology. She's coming, and she actually is an original writer of the article. You know, you're not just a secretary. So we took that theme. We actually imported the theme from her because of how the secretaries are treated. They also, fortunately, they know that they are valuable. So some of them are lawyers, some of them are real estate agents, some of them are office administrators or business administrators, and some of them are marketing officials. So they do the job because it's a job, and they are value the principles of an organization, not necessarily because of the title, then I don't feel comfortable to do this job. If somebody experience is that, you know, as much as your the title is maybe executive assistant, they are more than that. Some of them are so if you work for an organization as big as which one now, maybe say for example NAMPOX, it's a big organization, it's a national company. You know, if you have a PA to the managing director there or the chief executive officer there, she's as experienced as maybe close to a manager in that.
Because I want to look at, because professions, they develop throughout the years, and also different fields are being born. But with you being the organizer of National Secretary Day, are you thinking of creating a body which is maybe is to training or maybe to to certify, because when you look at fields like accounting, there are different bodies which are not just for certification, but also to give a support system to those professions. And look at the engineering, look at the other areas. Are you thinking about additional training, or are you thinking about contextualizing that field to make it very, very strong, and also to look at how this guy should look at the future, not just to apart from having confidence to work with what they are doing, but to look also at the future to say, if I'm an executive secretary to the CEO, I should not kill my ambition to be a CEO one day.
Okay. So, that is true. I think one aspect actually to organize Namibia Secretaries Day, this is the second year that we have done it.
Mm-hmm.
We had organized last year, and we seem to have thought that there was, it gained momentum to, or interest enough to actually let us organize it again this year.
Mm-hmm.
So the broader understanding or maybe interest is for us to actually serve these people.
Mm-hmm.
You see, what we see is that there are so many professional bodies, and maybe secretaries and administrators are maybe outside of that scope,
mm-hmm.
or more of the institutions or organizations scope. Mm-hmm. So we want to actually have these people have a platform that they can go to actually maybe upgrade or to understand the you know, the expectations of their profession.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, maybe, you know, you find that there are the new secretaries that are here that have joined maybe in the past 10 years, and those that have 10 years and more, they are completely different in the way they do things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we want to see if we can bridge the gap in there as mm-hmm. we go forward. We want to have obviously a professional body, that is one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then there, so you know, the membership that actually takes care of professional issues that goes around within the institution.
Mm-hmm.
How long does it take for someone to work in an organization for, say, 15 years, but they are a PA for 15 years? Mm-hmm. Really? So
yeah, because if you are you qualify to be head of administration, not even because that is a lot of years. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, no, they can advertise a manager, office administrator, office administration, but there is someone who has worked in that organization as an executive assistant for 12 years. Mm-hmm. I think maybe the person should be put in that position and in, you know, capacitated to be able to handle that job instead of bringing a new person. So those are the kinds of issues that when we go forward as an, you know, professional body or, you know, capacity, association, we would actually look at to actually support these people so they can feel like they are worthy of the institutions they work for. Because like you say, when you go to a meeting, the person will be saying, I sit there, you know, that's just
my it's my secretary, just my PA, and it's really
it's just my
PA, but it's a
so there's a theme to the event. They know, you know, you can own your title as a secretary.
Yeah.
You should also know that you are not just the title. You are actually much more.
Mm-hmm.
So we want people to embody that hope and, you know, and motivation to say they are more than the title of just a secretary. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this is where we are starting now to build that relationship with the members or with the professionals in the administrative roles.
And I have a question. I think I have a biased question also, especially when it's coming to PA and secretary. Why are you a bit excluding men in that profession? Why is female dominated?
If men themselves actually don't want to be PAs, or unless it's for the government or it's for the minister, then you see there's a PA.
Mm-hmm.
A minister or the PA.
Mm.
You know, I when we were organizing the event for Swakopmund, we wanted to invite we invited the office of the governor in Nerongo, and then it just so happens that changed, and then now there's a female. So we wanted him to actually come and speak to the audience there, because he worked in the capacity to the office of cabinet secretary. So we wanted to see how it feels for the delegates to see men male that was actually holding an office as a PA or personal assistant.
You are right, because in politics we see, you know, because even some of the ministers, male, they were, in political area, I think it's a bit different. You see a lot of men, or few men, become PAs, and later they join, other fields. Okay, now let us look at, before we go to the last question, let us look at, ethics professional training through your experience. I want your experience, through your experience as a PA, as executive assistant, as supporting, supporting staff within that area. Were you getting any additional training? Because there's always this thing of capacity building in different organizations and so upgrading of skills. Have you ever received any training, or there are specific training that are given to this, PAs and also executive assistants and also, support, secretaries?
Yeah, in the beginning, you know, like many years back when I started, or when I was actually working as a receptionist secretary many, many moons ago, there used to be an organization called Institute of, I think it was IMLT, Institute of and training or leadership and training or something like that. It was very powerful. I think it was funded by organizations from abroad, and I think it stopped at some stage. I don't remember which years, but they used to have courses, short courses for a week, for a 2 day, people that are actually already employed would actually join those courses to go and just do a refresher course for your, secretarial skills and telephone etiquette and things like that and so forth. So those courses, I think they are almost fading away. I would maybe five, six, 7 years ago would have seen them through these other colleges that emerged, like Monitronics, Triumphant, and whatever. Then, but before, the professional course for actually administrators is usually with NAST. They, I think, will have an office administration course or qualification for office administrators, or now it's called business administration, a lot of it. So I think it's mostly what you can find. But these capacitations in terms of, say, you go for a week to actually learn about AI in your workplace, then maybe, we used to do typing, those is like basic typing. Today, a secretary can enter the job, they don't even type 10 words per minute.
Yeah, before
it used to be so important. So those courses used to help. You'll find that there is actually a whole course on typing, learning how to use a computer and things like that. So those skills, I think, as much as they have not, they faded away, they are so in demand within these roles in the organization that people are employed. So, we keep those techniques, those proficiency skills to be available to these people as they, to the professionals as they continue their journeys in being an PA, being a, I was recently in a meeting where I was requested to actually do a poll on my phone, and then a person that was on the phone said, open your phone at whatever on WhatsApp and then click wherever you find where it says poll. I actually didn't know how to do that. I was surprised. So those are the kinds of things, that tricks like that, where somebody that works as a PA should never have to ask anybody to do it.
They are
supposed to know it. Yes, when the boss said, can you do my iPad, is what doing what? Can you actually help actually load this thing, or maybe upload this document? They should be able to do that without asking IT about it.
Before we go to the last question, let us look at what you said regarding building confidence and owning the title, because what we have seen, it's like looking at the history of civilization, of kings and queens. You have the king and you also have the advisors, but there's always that one assistant who is not mentioned in history, but is the only person who know where the king's shoes are, what medicine the king needs, and what he likes and what he does not like. And these people are not very, very good. And I'm very happy that you are bringing about these things, because a successful organization will not stand without somebody behind the CEO, because some of us we are born forgetful, but you just the CEO, everything is in order, but you don't know who is leading. Now let us look at how we can, maybe there's a PA out there who think his or her work is not valued, who think he's just, working because of the mercy of somebody. Some people don't even understand that, it's a title within the structure of that, organization. Maybe just to give them confidence. What is your message to them, especially if you are, when you are organizing this variable day, particularly to those who, you know, some of people have been really working very hard, but they are not valued. They are just saying, no, it's my PA, it's my secretary. No, that one is not part of the discussion, but it's a person who even made the presentation that you guys are discussing about and all those things. But what message do we have to them? Especially those who have been there for a long time and they think that they are just, like that. They are just assisting and, that is end of the world.
Yeah, I think there are two ways to your question.
Yeah.
The other one is actually the personal assistant or executive assistant is working for a CEO or an executive. Mm. Let's say an executive.
Mm, 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 mm.
But the ultimate employer is the organization.
Mm, 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 mm.
Are you eligible to vote but not yet a registered voter? Your time is now. Electoral Commission of Namibia invites all qualified citizens to take part in the supplementary registration of voters, which takes place from the 4th until the 19th of August 2025. These include those who turned 18 years after the previous registration of voters, all eligible Namibian citizens who are not yet in possession of a valid voter's card, citizens who have changed residence from one constituency or local authority to a different constituency or local authority. Democracy is not a spectator sport, it's all about taking part. Get involved. Step up for your right. Register to vote.
Some people don't even understand that it's a title within the structure of that organization. Maybe just to give them confidence. What is your message to them, especially if you are when you are organizing this variable day, particularly to those who, you know, some of people have been really working very hard, but they are not valued. They are just saying, no, it's my PA, it's my secretary. No, that one is not part of the discussion, but it's a person who even made the presentation that you guys are discussing about and all those things. But what message do we have to them? Especially those who have been there for a long time and they think that they are just, like that. They are just assisting and, that is end of the world.
Yeah, I think there are two ways to your question.
Yeah.
The other one is actually the personal assistant or executive assistant is working for a CEO or an executive. Mm. Let's say an executive.
Mm, 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 mm.
But the ultimate employer is the organization.
Mm, 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 mm.
So to see how all the executive is performing, is, you know, he's on time, he's at meetings, he's at home, he's where, he's at the soccer. It's because someone is managing that schedule. So I think personal assistants and secretaries and receptionists alike and administrators, they need to give themselves applause. You know, they need to actually give themselves credit.
Mm-hmm.
Because boss is managing to be at the event, or the minister can be in Katima, this weekend on a Saturday and then on Monday in Hobabes and then Windhoek again on Tuesday.
Mm.
Really, that really takes a lot of work. And for people that are preparing and organizing those logistics behind that person, they need to give themselves a pat on the back. Mm. So that's a lot of work. And then at the same time, you have to remember the organization that employs you. That person can actually go away and then another person comes and you'll have a different experience with that person.
Mm-hmm.
But you remember the values and principles of an organization that you work for. Whether you are a secretary or whether you are a PA or whether you are called an administrator or you are called, receptionist. You are very important to that organization. And that is what is important.
Mm.
So that we have to remember. That's why we actually invite this organization to see the value and place the value or recognition to those people so they can actually send them to celebrate, to say, Go and enjoy with your colleagues. Go and sit with your colleagues so you can speak about how you do things in the government office, like, or how you do something, you do a press release in a private sector like MTC or another organization, like Nedbank.
Mm-hmm.
It's different from somebody that works. So we want this type of gathering to actually more of interaction, more of confidence, more, you know, to rub off on each other, to say, mm-hmm. no, this person works for this MD or for this minister, and then they do ABCD, so that it can actually encourage a lot of, because a lot of people nowadays, when they leave university, they don't want to be a PA. They want to be an office somebody. They want to be a manager already, because apparently it's a low job, and mm-hmm. you're just
Yeah, I just wish you have, you know, a successful day, because you'll be disturbed by calls, because you realize that, you know, when you, all the secretaries are gathered at one place, you know, executives are not going to survive without you. And I think you also see your values in that, in that day. Thank you very much for your time. And it's always very, very important, especially when, you see value in people that they are unsung heroes. Whether in most cases we only see the brand, we only see people who are celebrating, people who are getting awards, but the contributors are not recognized. And I just hope you continue with the celebrating of these days, and also continue to uplift those who think they will just end up there. And I think it's a very good topic, and it's a very good initiative. I just hope you have you know, a successful day, and continue doing that.
No, thank you very much. No, thank you to also see value in the topic that you actually invited us to speak about.
Yeah.
And thank you again for your time, David.
Yes.
I appreciate you very much.
Thank you, and have a beautiful. Yes, that was Miss Malala Matomala. She's an organizer of Namibia National Secretary's Day. Celebrating the unsung heroes, those who are in the engines of organizations and also engine of public sector, but they are mostly not seen. We are just seeing, we are going to meet the minister. We don't know who was arranging the meeting. We don't know who was making sure that the minister come to the meeting. We don't know who was making sure that the minister scheduled for doctor's appointment for his or her exercise. It's an arrangement. I just say, no, the minister did not come, but there is always somebody who is behind the scene, and it's always very important also to appreciate and respect that, because there's a phrase when one cleaner was asked, working at the NASA, to say, what are you doing with his brooms and working, just cleaning and polishing? And he stated that we are taking the men to the moon. Which means that we are all part of the institution, whatever role, and it's just a matter of respect and a matter also of understanding. Because imagine if you professionalize things such as executive secretaries or assistants, the way you have professional bodies of accountants, engineers, lawyers, and all those things, it's going to be very easy, because it's not just an ordinary role. It's a role that require focus. It's a role that you know, require everybody to be on top, that person to be on top of the game, because, you know, it's not only about CEOs or seniors, it's about the whole institution. Because remember, in most cases, we just say, no, I send my letter to director who, to minister who, deputy minister who, but we did not receive those letters, so I sent what, send the document to Mr. who, but not receive that. You know, it's between you and the minister, there's somebody. And that is something that we need to understand. And the effectiveness of that person, and it's also an effectiveness of the ministry, because everyone has to go through that. Even seniors have to go through that person. And in most cases, these people, they know secrets of public sector or private sector, but they are not, you know, a bit valued. And they also don't see the importance of the role that they are playing because of them, you know, associating value to title. But when you look at it very clearly, just look at successful leaders. Who is behind that? Successful leaders, who is behind that? And if you remove the secretary from the equation. How are things going to be? It's like you are not greeting the security who is protecting you in the building, but when the criminals come in or when the robbers come in, everybody's running, is going under the table, is calling security, security. It's now time to see and try to analyze how can we respect those who for a long time feel like they are not there, but respecting that and also giving them power. Because when you talk about economic development, we need somebody who make decisions based on professionalism. And when we talk about economic development, those who are running economic policies, those who are at the center of implementing those economic decisions, or those who are at the center of running those ministries, they have somebody behind, somebody who is arranging the planning, the logistics, doing the assessment. Mostly they do the typing. Some of them, they go to the point of making the presentation, even giving advice. Because it's very interesting. You find the husband does not really understand the operation of the wife better than the PA. Does not understand. Because these are the people that see when the senior is under a very stressful situation, when the institutions are not operating very well, they are always there. When the money is running out, they are always there. When the organization are in trouble, they are the one who are always there. And they, in most, some cases, you find those who have been in those institutions for more than 20 years, and they work with different leaders, and they can also act as advisors, but due to the things which are associated to the position, you find it very, 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 a bit, difficult. And some of them, they realize to say they are not, appreciated. And remember, when they are going to celebrate the International Secretary's Day, just think about it for once in a day, when all the PAs, all the executive assistants are out of work for that day. Do you think they will? I don't think that they will rest, because they will receive a lot of calls because somebody is missing, and things cannot run smoothly. Things cannot run smoothly because they are just a little connector between organizational vision and what need to be done. Just for one day, them resting, and also celebrating their day, discussing about issues, and we see how things will be done. So you can engage us in the studio, 0832-888-401. You can ask your questions, give your contribution, and also give your clarification. We are speaking about the values of permanent assistance, personal assistance, rather, secretaries, receptionists, and executive assistants. How can they be empowered? How can they be empowered? And how can the confidence be built to them? You know, to make sure that, the institutions which they are operating in, achieve their organization, their institutional goals and objectives, and also to build a strong, professional understanding of what does it mean to be a private secretary, what does it mean to be a personal assistant, what does it mean to be an executive assistant, a receptionist, and how we can professionalize this profession. What are the bodies which are overlooking this? And what are some of the training which are there given to this, profession? So it's very crucial. When it's coming to positions and also roles and also the value they add to institutions. Yes, while we are there, so crucial to look at, like we said yesterday, look at where is the economy of the country facing, what are some of the prediction, and what is the direction of our central bank, because the success of or the stability of the economy also also or depend on the effectiveness and the functionality of the central bank of that country. Yeah, that's why, you know, today there is a monetary policy announcement, particularly regarding the repo rate, monetary policy announcement, what are your predictions? What are some of the changes that we are expecting? Especially in terms of, you know, preventing of inflation and also controlling, monitoring the financial system, in relations to what is happening around the world and also what is happening in the country. And, while we are there, it's also very, crucial to look at, Namibia economic outlook a little bit. Namibia economic outlook, particularly, the domestic outlook, where we are standing. We discussed about this issue, yesterday at business and economic segment, but it's always very crucial. Especially when we are looking at, economic outlook. But before we go to that, let's go to commercial break, then we can take it from there.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not pick up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. Mm. And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Yes, we are continuing with Early Morning Scoop. With me, David Shombe, and we were speaking about the value of personal assistants, executive assistants, and secretaries in organizations, public, private, NGOs, and how we can professionalize them, how we can build confidence in them, because stated that in most cases, these are the people who are, organizing everything behind the scene, particularly logistics, administrative affairs, meetings, and also, you know, very important communications have to go through the hands of a PA before they reach those who are needed, to go through the receptionist, they have to go through the executive assistant, and before the general, you know, engagement with those who we need to talk to. And yeah, looking at what we have discussed, particularly when it's coming to economic outlook, is that, you know, it's 2025, our economy is not going to, it's going to grow less than what happened last year. It's going to grow less than what happened last year, which is indicated that the projection of 2025 stated that, you know, there's going to be a decrease in terms of the real GDP, which is growth is expected to be at 3.5%, which is slightly below 3.7% of 2024. And just for your own information, the mining sector, particularly diamond mining, has been continuing to lose, you know, not to say relevance, but they have continued to decline in terms of contribution to the GDP from last year or going onward. And there are projections that the diamond mining sector will continue to decline due to the weak global demand. People do not want, or institutions, they are not more interested in fresh diamonds anymore, but in lab-grown diamonds. And there's less of a demand because there's a lot of lab-grown diamonds which which are secured, a lot of lab-grown diamonds which are secured around the globe. And many institutions, businesses do not really prefer that, you know, fresh diamond because it's more easier and cheaper to access lab-grown diamond. And they almost do the same thing as diamonds, real fresh diamonds. So that is something that we need to look at. And, you know, just also to look at this, you know, predictions and projections and records, not just for the sake of looking at them, but also to ask ourselves questions to say if for the past 35 years or so, diamond has been at the center of, you know, okay, let's take the caller.
Hello?
Mr. Sonde.
Yes, sir, how are you?
Good morning, sir.
The morning is fine, how are you doing?
So you are back?
Yes, I'm back on track.
Thank God for that one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you see, you talk about the projections of that the economy doesn't seem to pick up well.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of projects that are revived.
Yeah.
But we are, perhaps we are yet to see the results of those revived ones.
Mm.
Whether they surpass the previous one.
Okay. What which projects are revived?
So there are a lot of even this agriculture project. They are being revived in terms of leadership and management.
Yeah.
The structure we have heard really from some governors, some leaders there, how they are, the plan they have for their region and constituencies and all these other things.
Mm.
But I believe maybe it's a matter of time that we could still feel those progress on the diamonds now. So those companies, in fact every other company enterprise, they should be able to diversify their economic activities. So, and that was the language that even during the COVID and many others, not only during the difficult time that you need to diversify, You can also, even in the times when the times are good between us, you should start diversifying those activities.
Already, ne?
Already. Because you want to contribute, you want the economy to grow, and you want to employ more people, you want to create more revenue. So now, what stops you from diversifying before you experience any shock? Within the market, within the financial market. So we should start diversifying already. Creating more opportunities, creating more areas, identifying and exploring more areas that are potential to grow the economy. Potential to absorb more people in the labor force. I remember at one point, you know this thing that came, lemon what? The one that I like, this lemon without non-alcoholic. That's
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, it's Windhoek lemon.
So now it was actually during that COVID and people started, you know, the alcohol and all these other things. And there are still many, many, many unexplored areas where one can say, yes, there are potential there in agriculture. If you are in brewery, you say, what prevents you from getting into agriculture?
That's a good question.
So now you will try to see how you can create some strategic partnership with those already in that industry. So I think maybe that is the revival that we need also.
And you know, there is one question, and I like it very much. You know, Professor Job asked a question, especially to the Prime Minister, maybe his former mentor when he was, you know, in the youth league, asked a question to say, are we seeing progress in terms of green scheme? Are we seeing progress? What are the numbers saying? Because up to now, from my perspective, when I look at that question, it's a very important question because it's looking at what are the percentage of progress, particularly to what we spoke about. Because if we have to be honest enough, ne, about what the government, the 8th administration communicated very well about what needs to be done, how it's going to be done. But are we seeing tangible outcome yet, or we are yet to see that?
Yeah, yesterday when I was listening to you, actually doing this comparative study.
Yeah,
this previous.
It's actually where I want us to go there. There's no a defining factor to say the difference between the previous administration of the late Geingob and also Tate Mbomba and the current administration of Maya Netumbo. There's a defining factor. We have a different plan. We have different ministers doing things in here. But when I want you to read our The Villager newspaper, then you listen to Tate Tobia Opindi when he's speaking about project mismanagement at one of the green schemes and also his unhappiness. Then you are asking yourself to say, maybe this is the progress he's complaining, and what are the interventions? Because as long as we are continue speaking is not a problem. Planning is not a problem in Namibia. But are we getting outcomes? Because if we don't do that, after 5 years, it's not going to be the same anymore.
You know, if you have, now you have mentioned about Dr. Tobias.
Yeah, it's doctor.
Very, very interesting, very intelligent young man.
Yeah.
And he's very good. And he's, in fact, that area. So in terms of business, marketing, and all these other issues, he's well off. I say well aware, and he has the sufficient knowledge and the skill, I hope, in those areas. If he's talking about mismanagement, of course, that's why you could experience a lot of people who are mismanaging the things. And you know, at one point you were analyzing these green schemes in a class. And there were people who were from that side who could become managers, leaders, and things like that.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, there were a lot of things that were mismanaged. You see, those green schemes and other things, and you see this, AMTA, whatever, you know, those facilities, part of those things.
Yeah,
and you can see that even if people are producing those agri-produce and all these other things.
Mm.
Perhaps there should also be areas where now the tomatoes and all these other things that are getting rotten to be converted into tomato sauce and many, many, many other things. I think we are talking about these things.
Yeah, even juice, because we just said...
Anything, sweet. So when you go to these areas of Ruakana, in many, many other areas where they are producing a lot of matanga, not your manua,
Maliwa.
Those ones, they can also be converted into apricot jam. Why are you not? So these are areas perhaps that we could say now, these people who are already in existing industries and all these things, and if they are coming up with, maybe the technology that they need to employ there.
I think we have a problem with the finished product, because, you know, if you look on top of our e-paper, especially when we talk about our trade relations with China, because we cannot really just complain about us feeding other nations. We also only complain about ourselves, because we are exporting 80% of our exports to China, which is in mining, and 98% of what China is exporting to Namibia is a finished product. You know what it means? You understand where we are coming from. What they are, almost everything that they are sending to us, 100%, because 98 is the same as 100%. That is an Easter. Everything they are sending to us is finished product. Everything we are sending to them is raw materials, but how are we to grow?
No, I think this directive that was pronounced by the late President Hage Geingob, and that in Angola also mentioned it, and there was some money for technical support, with some money for all these other things. So is it that perhaps the lack of converting these things, and there was a directive that said no more raw material to be exported?
No, that directive is a political communication, because you are going to kill the economy. How can you say no more raw material is going to be exported if you don't have an alternative?
No, at least I know that there were areas like those small mining, those who are holding license and things like that.
Yeah.
Because of lack of skills, lack of the equipment, lack of all other maybe resources and things like that. But what we are saying is that even in the summit that was held in South Africa recently, where the president met, they were talking about not exposing jobs and all these things to other markets, Europe, for example, and raw materials. What are they saying? If it's political, the political direction, the vision that comes from the political leadership, if they are saying so, and then we ourselves, as the masses, as the people, as the technocrats and all these other people, we then need to start thinking and having some kind of conversation and ask difficult questions like the one for Dr. Ampanda. So now, if that is the pronunciation from there, and if your planning is good and you are doing all these things, what is it that you are not doing? Is the implementation? Or do you lack some kind of implementation plan, action plan? Why are you not implementing them?
You just lack action, because you actually have everything. You have resources, you have the money, you have land, you have everything. You just don't do, you are not doing it. And then the question
and then
is why?
The management. Okay. That means now you now come to my answer that I thought it could be fair, correct. That means the leaderships are doing good. It's us on the management level. If the vision of the leaders is like that, no more raw material. Even if you say no, may not be all kind of raw material. Maybe because of our, you know, population is also, does play a lot. I think people don't normally incorporate that element of the low population as a hindrance to the economic growth.
But it
is. Even if you say now that our population is very small to be poor, who is going to create the money? Or do you pluck money from just in the tree there? Because money has to be created.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome. Welcome.
Yes. Thank you always. Thank you always for being the main contributor, especially when it's coming to developmental activities. These are the conversations that we need, because the question is, you have everything. You have skills. You have education. You have actually almost everything. But why are you not doing what you are supposed to do? Why are you not doing it? Why are we not doing what we are supposed to do? Because, you know, when I attended the oil and gas conference yesterday, you know, everything that we discuss is what we are discussing about. And one of the speakers, which Frexi Ogbe is from Nigeria, said, you know, when you look at the discussion that we used to have, particularly in business and economic segment, he said, when you look at Fortune 500 companies, when you look at industrialized countries, they invest in R&D, research and development, because that is the only way that you can, because research is not only about finding a problem, it's also about innovation. Maybe a lot of people don't think about this thing to say, but when you look in Africa, less than 2% is invested of our GDP is invested in R&D. And that is where the problem is. Because if you go to Stop and Shop, for example, there is a lot of, you know, people who are selling fruits and vegetables, but almost the same, product. But the question that you're asking yourself, is this where we are going to end as Namibia, or are we going to find somebody who can end value? Okay, let's take the caller. Yes, you can still engage us at 083-288-401. 083-288-401. 083-288-401. Because when you go to Stop and Shop, for example, you buy fresh vegetables there, tomatoes and all this.
Yes, hello?
Just for this again. So, that's the research and development.
Yeah.
You are always mentioning it, and I always forget it again.
Okay.
So, there are, if you go into many, many of these institutions,
yeah,
the starters and all these other things, you will find out that even though the office of the prime minister has developed, and many, many other institutions have developed their training and development policies, that TLND, in many of their, what is it, pronunciation, this, what do you call their goals or values?
Yeah, yeah.
All these things.
Is there?
Their values. So, no. Some of them, it's missing. Some of those human resource management, those are human resource department. Like, but this is what you're doing, but research and development is not there. How do you even identify the discrepancies in terms of the skill of your employees? So you cannot do research within your organization.
Yeah.
It's not doing research, because you mentioned research. When you do research, you are going to make sure that there are reasons why you are doing research. To give the knowledge to the society and solve the problems there.
Yeah.
And close those gaps that others may not have identified or discovered.
Indeed.
And all these kind of things. But you are not... R&D is missing in most of this, what is, their values and plans and all these things that they take. This is what you are doing, this is what you are doing, but this R&D is not there. How are you going to identify this thing? So, thank you very much for that question. But add something.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. That is R&D. R&D is very important, and it's also very important to explore. Also, go and do research about research and development. Go do research about research and development. Look at the importance of research in organizations. Why a company like Jan Japan, for example, Toyota, Meta, Twitter, or X now, Volkswagen companies, why are they... These people are already established, but why are they spending billions of dollars in research and development. Have you asked yourself, what is the difference? What is the difference between just an ordinary Toyota buggy of 2003 and the latest GD6, latest 2023 or 2024, for example? What is the difference there? Because these companies, when they are doing research, they are looking at the clients, what is needed at that, how should we improve, either in terms of the strength, in terms of the speed, comfort, and the look also. And it's the same with having a product to say, if we are only selling tomatoes, our Namibians, we are just going to be like, we are in the street of Lagos, selling tomatoes and maize, but we don't think about beyond that tomato that we are selling, beyond that maize we are selling, beyond that vegetable we are selling. So it's maize season, everybody's selling maize. But can we think about a product coming from there? Can we think about even pizza, for example? Can we think about what our caller have said, our uncle have indicated to say, no, also matanga that we use can be turned into gems and others. Can be turned into something. Can you think about tomato sauce, just need not tomato. Can you think about guava juice, not just selling guavas? Can we expand beyond that? Well, but we can only expand that if we do research and see what other countries have done and how we can cut a lot of these, imports that we can do our own, because there is no difference. A Namibian who is working in, factories in South Africa, he or she just got a training. But if we establish that in South Africa for adding value or for turning, products into value added products, or not just selling raw materials, we can do better. Can do better than that. Because if we don't do it, we'll continue to suffer. Because yesterday I was asking, what is the differentiation factor between the previous administration and the current administration? We do a lot of planning and we speak a lot, which is a good thing, because communication is very important. But are we seeing any change? Because you can come, you can argue with me, we can debate about this thing, and I think it's also for our policymakers to understand, because talking and doing something is different. It's very different, because in Namibia we are, I don't want to say we are very tired, but we have seen enough of communication and we have seen enough of what overpromising can also do to people's morals. The other time I was listening, the mayor of city of Windhoek speaking about, no, people are not turning up to pre-stakeholders engagement. Ask yourself, why are people not turning up to stakeholders engagement? Because things that we discussed last year, we are still going to discuss about things, that the same thing, this year. And it's still going to be the same case. Because why are people demotivated about attending, stakeholders engagement, about attending, state of, constituency address, state of regional address? Why is only elders who are attending these meetings? But it's different if you say, no, there is Kasi vibe. Maybe people say, no, let me go to Kasi vibe. They'll get something to drink, which is not actually a very good reason. But it was supposed to be the other way around. It was supposed to be the other way around. So, that's why now it's always very important to look at, speaking is not a difficult thing. And we have seen a lot of young people, especially those who are in politics, having artistic way of convincing people to follow your policies is a very good thing. But you not being able to come to me to say, I set a target of 80%, then I achieve 15%, then you just come and continue to say, I'm going to achieve this. It's not going to work, and it's not working. Because had it worked, we wouldn't be where we are. Because our communication and our direction is a completely different thing. We want to go to, we are moving from Windhoek to Okahandja. But the capacity of the capacity that we are putting in our car is beyond the limit. We don't have extra tires. We do not have a backup plan. Just by the time we reach after 3 kilometers, then something happened. Then we start communicating to say, no, it's the reason we are not reaching Okahandja. But next time we are going to reach Okahandja. It's the same thing we are going to do, because a plane is not a problem. Because if you look now in South Africa, Freedom Plus is one of the parties in the GNU, withdraw from national dialogue. Because, you know, what's happening in South Africa now, there's a national dialogue, I think, which have started today. It's proposed to say it's a national dialogue of South Africa, where government officials and the citizen, they are going to sit and discuss about South African problems. And what is very interesting is that there's a prediction of around 700 million going to, 700 million rand going to be spent in that national dialogue. So let's look at the commercial break, then we can
From sunrise to supper time, Namib Mills is there, feeding the nation with care, quality, and heart.
We believe food is more than nourishment. It's dignity. It's hope. It's the start of a better tomorrow.
Through sustainable production processes, job creation, and affordable, nutritious food, Namib Mills is driving economic growth one plate at a time. Because when we say feeding the nation,
we mean uplifting lives,
empowering communities, and building a future where no one is left behind.
Namib Mills, proudly Namibian,
passionately feeding the nation. Namib Mills,
feeding the nation.
Yes, the time is exactly 8 o'clock in the morning, and we are going to summarize. We have around, around 6 more minutes before we come to the end of our conversation. Before I give the mic to Dwight to unpack the day. And we can, if you have a contribution about the conversation, we can still proceed. Before I give the opportunity to Dwight to unpack the day, you can still proceed. You can engage us at 083-288-401. Ask your questions, give your contribution. Give your constructive criticism, because we really need to work out this thing of what we want and what we are doing. We really need to work out this thing of what we want and what we are doing. Because nobody thought Vision 2030 would be 4 years from now. It's actually almost just 3 years from now, if you are taking numbers into consideration, because with 2025, we are already done. And think about us being in 2026 already. Because when I'm saying in 2025, we are already done, because when you look at how the economy is going to expand, it's very little below what it was last year. And putting into consideration, if it's going to expand below what it was last year, where last year we had drought.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Is that Eagle FM?
Yes, it's Eagle FM. Who am I speaking to?
I'm Trudy Simone.
Tuli?
Oh, Meme Trudy.
Meme Tuli?
Yes.
Yes, how are you, Meme Tuli?
Trudy.
Well, Trudy,
yes, I'm very good. I think I dialed the wrong number because there's a phone and we can phone in and be to the discussion.
Yes, you are on air. You are on air now.
Oh, I see. Hmm. And I want to thank for this very valuable discussion because it involves all the levels. And I think it's quite wonderful. What I think and gave a bit of a downgrading example of secretaries is often when you entered or entering buildings, big buildings, and going to the secretary's office, you find people like doing something with their hair and with their nails, or even sometimes they are engaged very long on a phone call and they don't give you a sign and they're not turning towards you. Mm. So I think this is giving a bad example of secretary. Uh-huh. And the professionalism is very important. Especially in government offices, you can walk in these huge, extensive buildings and not see much business going on in many offices. So I think that discourages a lot of people, especially then when they have to wait long in a queue. And also on answering, one just would be giving a sign, we attend to you just now, instead of five melodies and another melody and another melody and another, and that might be not your favorite melody, and you don't know whether you'll ever be answered.
Yeah, some of them, they don't even answer you, even for 2 days. I think that is where we need to discuss. Why people are also, there's a plan to celebrate that National Secretary's Day. What is your view on coming up with a professional body, because secretaries and PAs are very important in any organization, in any institution. What is your view on coming up with a professional body, like we have accounting bodies, engineering bodies, just to help them understand their roles and also even to certify them and capacitate them? Because if you have something that can bring them together, I think we can also improve in our service delivery. What is your view on that?
I think the aim is very wonderful. But what I see is it not causing another hit to a body? Because if I think of my professional bodies, we gathered without being enumerated. We gathered to uplift the profession. We gathered to discuss and to share events of further education. But the events of further education we paid out of our own pockets. It was our advancement. And if I think, we are all Namibian born, my parents were already Namibian born. Now I have children who moved abroad, but I raised them in a way that they get top jobs in Europe. But you know, I had to really be very hard on them, very hard, because in Europe, in Switzerland, which is one of the most up economies in the world, although it's so small, it has been extremely powerful and having hundreds of years of not being involved in wars. But the thing is, if my boys, first of all, they did 42 job applications to get a good job, and they said, "Mom, this is not seldom here to get over 100 job applications in," and at that time they never got their papers back, so it's a cost. So they read the papers. If they can't, they couldn't afford the papers. They were bricklaying and gardening and pushing around newspapers to the doors early in the morning from 4 o'clock to earn, you know. And then they earned to study there, because we said to them, the Namibian dollar is so low. We can't support you. Sorry. You've got to support yourself. And then they said, even on a building site, if you are seen twice with your private phone call during work hours, you get a warning.
Serious?
Third time you lose the job.
Oh.
You actually lose the job, and then you can do another 42 job applications over so many months to get another job. So you have to be very hardworking and like wide awake and be of assistance, and not, you can hear people who come to the door to look for a job, up their nose, they're, didn't straighten their collar, they don't greet you nicely. So we should do this kind of education actually on all levels, and every one of us should be doing it by reminding our colleagues or everybody else.
Mm.
If you appear open, friendly, greeting, and not have your finger up your nose and mumble, you know, then you are much more likely, even as some unemployed person.
Indeed.
Untrained person.
Indeed. Ms. Trudy, thank you very much for your contribution, and we really value your contribution, particularly when it's coming to effectiveness and also just being professional in whatever we do.
The big problem is if we need another body that needs to be paid and organized and have another building, while we're having so many buildings and halls which we can hire or even get for free via churches and for schools.
Even the support from government and also private sector, because you know when you look at like the way they give training to public sector officials, particularly with NIPAM, for example, if they can think about that, then you can have special training for secretaries and also advancement in areas of first entry administration. And also it's not necessarily means that people have to pay for themselves, but in respect of the institution itself, they must be there. Even I don't think when people speak about, even when you speak about a representative of trade union, for example, because they think the executive director and the PA is one thing. They think those are the head of, those people are not really there, because in most cases you are seen attached to somebody who has much power in that institution, and it's very difficult for you to state out what you need, particularly for assistance or professional development. And I think the issue of having to pay, I don't think that would be really an issue if there's a body which can support.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just if we all think of going seminars where we're missing from work and being paid for it, and the venue and the cost involved. I feel that in Europe, as I hear from the youth, many youth going over to work there, it is not so much about, you actually can advance yourself and each other and our nation without more money input.
Yes, Ms. Trudy, I'm sorry to cut you off due to time. We have to cut the call.
Yes. Wonderful. Thank you for the contribution.
Thank you for your contribution too.
Yes, dear listeners, we are going to Unpacking the Day, and today with Dwight Links, and it's going to be unpacked from Venduk. Dwight, good morning. How are you?
Good on you, David. How are you doing?
No,
and morning to the listeners. Sorry,
no,
guys.
No, I'm well.
Yeah.
And what do we have today in Unpacking the Day, and what do we expect?
Well, as always, primarily looking at the main particular talking points coming through from the villager. There's obviously many talking points that we have to highlight. Even though yesterday we did focus on the, what's the thing's name? The AI readiness report.
Later
on in today.
Yeah.
I will be sharing some particular other audio contributions that came through from the same launch as well. From the head researcher as well as also from the deputy executive director, Mundia, who sort of like gave an explainer. Partly, if you have to look at the discussion in terms of what I had yesterday on the early morning, was that in many cases, trying to understand how it impacts everyday life. So there was a civil society input, and there was a member of the youth, someone still on school, who's technically finishing school this year.
Yeah.
And their particular insights obviously speaks of one setting. However, the two audio contributions for today is obviously coming through from the same launch event, but there's not things that were part of the early morning yesterday, so that people can know what these insights are.
Yes, dear listeners, stay tuned with Unpacking the Day with Red Links, and from me, David Shombe, bye-bye for now.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually
to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura, and I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.